This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey guys, awesome episode today with an OKP. We talk about drunk dates, ugly rating systems, and lots of news. Check it out, enjoy, share it with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs, every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. The outreach from you, the listener, is unbelievable. You guys are out there. You're listening. You're loving it. And you're telling friends, thank you. You're telling coworkers, thank you. Brothers, thank you. Sisters, thank you. Mamas, papas, uncles, anybody. With ears, you're putting the word out there. You got to keep doing it. And listen, when I get a tweet from you that you're listening, when I get like a Snapchat from you listening, when I get an Instagram, when you guys take a picture of your screenshot, when you screenshot and then put it as your Instagram story, oh my God. That's, you know what it feels like? It's like I'm in my bed, it's a cold night, windows open, wind coming through. I'm sitting on all fours for some reason. That's how I lay down, that's how I relax sometimes. Wow. And my nuts are hanging from the back.
Freedom.
And it feels like you're just blowing gently. There it is. That's the night. Blowing gently up and down the seam of my nutsack.
That's beautiful.
The seam!
The seam. Right where it ties together. Right where...
Yeah.
The Lord took the stitching and put together those two nuts.
Where lightning struck your balls.
Exact. Feathered... is not even the word. Yes, and that a little drip, drip, drip
really?
On my nuts.
Really?
Yeah, this is what it feels like.
That's beautiful.
So screenshot, tag me. I send you a little heart, let you know that I... The heart, some people get offended by a heart response.
Why
to an Instagram DM because they think it's just you shooing them off. I don't know you people.
No.
So it's an acknowledgement. I'm here with you.
It means that that they filled your moment with love and you reciprocate.
You
that
filled
love.
My nuts with feathers.
There
you feathered
it is.
from anus to shaft.
Yes.
Up and down.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce today's guest because I'm so excited. An OKP. Every time he comes on, it's like a full-on feathering.
Yay!
From minute one to minute 59. Mehran Kagani, thank you for coming
on.
It's so good to see you.
It's great to be here, as always.
Your dog is here.
Yeah.
Doodles. Handsome.
Handsome slash Doodles. Okay. Handsome is his name. Doodles is the verb that he is.
So you get the dog, you're like, we're naming the dog Handsome.
Handsome. Well, I tried, like, I fucked up naming him for like 3 days, and then my partner was leaving for work one day, and he was like, when I come home, the dog has a name. Like, stop fucking around. We can't just keep calling him different names. And then I was like, okay, Handsome.
Yeah.
And then we realized that he's really Doodles.
And look at, he turned the minute he heard Handsome.
He's a Muppet.
He is really cute.
He is
I gotta
a super
say.
Cute dog.
So it's good to have Mehran. I'm pumped to have you here. All of you, if you don't know Mehran, he's done our live shows, kills it every time. All of you go follow Mehran right now on Twitter, Mehran X, Instagram, The Mehran. And he has a show that is such a fun event. Let me call it an event. Monday night.
Yeah.
Pinks on the Lower East Side.
East Village.
First I always get the
10th,
two. First and 10th.
Yeah.
Pinks. It's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, I give away free beer. 8:30, free show, and then I give free money during the show.
This is what...
I can't advertise it because if I do, we get bums. I'm not kidding.
Well, yeah.
We can't have press.
Well, this is a no bums allowed listening podcast.
Right.
So good.
I'm just
You're
saying.
Safe.
No, but I mean like real bums.
Yeah, they
like,
show
you know
like,
what
oh,
I mean?
Beer and money.
Like full tilt street people screaming into their guitars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're a person listening to this, you're in your 20s, you're in New York City, these are the type of events you do when you're in your 20s in New York City. This is where you go. You're not going to live forever. Monday nights are going to be bullshit at 40, 50, 60.
100%.
Right now, on a Monday night, you want to look like you know shit? Girl from Ohio, you want to know like you understand New York, East Village, dude from Florida, you want to know, I just named all like...
That's harsh. Yeah, you harshed on a number of
person
of
from
markets.
Jersey that moved here from Fairlawn. Listen, every Monday night, there's a show just waiting for you to sound like you are in the know.
With super famous people on it.
Great. Who's on tonight? I'm sure
tonight
you got people.
Sam Morril.
Oh, great.
Nikin Farzad.
Awesome.
Emmy Blotnick.
Perfect.
Shane Torres.
All people. Those are all like credited people.
Like you're literally, as in, they will be dominating television within the next 10 years.
So every Monday night, 8:30, throw it in your calendar. If you're listening right now and you're like, I'm fun, but you don't go out on Mondays, go fuck yourself.
Get it together.
So get it together. Let me do a brief announcement. We're 5 minutes into this podcast. Mm. We got Mehran Kagani. So pumped to have him here. Let's start with an email. You ready?
I'm ready.
Drunk date.
Drunk date. Oh, my God.
I love a drunk date.
This is my, like, area of expertise.
This is why I chose these specifically for you. We're very organized
today. I am ready.
Hi, Jared. Love the podcast. Keep up the great content. I'm coming out I'm coming out of two back-to-back long-term relationships. I haven't really dated much, okay, ever.
Red flag.
Since being single, I've been on some first dates that weren't that big of a deal. But last week, I went on a date with a Bumble match I was stoked about. There was a lot of buildup since we matched a week before I went on a two-week vacation. We spoke for about 3 weeks before, 3 to 4 weeks before the actual date.
Mm-hmm.
This is all not good stuff,
okay,
in my mind. Three to four weeks.
Faceless, nameless.
Yeah, yep. And you're messaging back and forth. You're just getting too much. There's too much trust build up over text that just isn't real.
Well, and a lot of it is posturing and performative. Like, everyone is their best self.
Sure.
Online.
You're literally writing a script.
Yeah, it's like, it's pictures of your best angle. Yep. It's like, you know, editing what you say.
Sure.
Backsies, a lot of that.
Basically, online is you shutting your eyes, putting yourself in the best position to look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
In person is catching your reflection in a car window and be like, oh my God, I have to lose 1,000
pounds. It is what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's no lying the car reflection.
That's
there
right.
There is in the skinny mirror that you chose that you put your arms in the right spot.
100%.
Listen, it's too close to home for me.
Yeah.
We even talked while I was out of country. I was super nervous for this date in particular. Yeah, because you've built up over 3 to 4 weeks.
That's true.
As a result, I had more cocktails on the date than I should have.
Happens all the time.
I thought I was being fun and funny, but realized the next day that I sounded like an idiot. It was a long date. It lasted 8 hours. We made out a lot on the date. Dare I say, sucking face. Looking back, he probably thought I was easy and thought it would just sleep with
him. Oh, this is a girl?
This is a lady.
Oh, my God. Okay.
At the end of the night, since I didn't come off as a serious person, I haven't heard from him really since the date, so clearly he doesn't want to pursue this. Keep in mind, here I am. I'm used to dudes trying to girlfriend wife me up because she's a relationship person.
Yeah. Well, that's twice, right?
Two times. Out of the million of people that you can come across. Part of me wants to text them and be like, hey, I was nervous and drank too much. That's not my normal personality. I would be doing it for myself, not to get him to date me again. It's just unsettling to have someone I was think I'm that dumb. Is that crazy? Love to hear your thoughts. Okay, she goes on the date, has a little too many drinks.
You rolled the dice, they fell off the table. Fucking that's it.
It's okay.
As in, he's gone.
He's done.
He's gone.
She even says, I don't want to get him back, but I want to let him know.
Nope.
What's to let him know?
Doesn't
Who cares?
Matter. Doesn't matter. Your reputation isn't at stake. And, like, consider the rom-com, my dear, darling, wonderful woman angel.
Sure.
Like, you know, Bridget Jones ends up with what's his balls.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, the one with the stutter in the King's Speech. Either way. She ends up with Firth. She ends up with Firth not because she aggressively pursues him, but because she, like, accepts defeat. At various stages and moves the fuck on with her life.
Yeah. And I think that's like kind of hot. Is like the idea that you went on an 8 hour date, you were drunk enough to say some stupid shit, but not drunk enough to like end up back at his place, it sounds like. It sounds like he thought he was gonna get fucked and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved on. He didn't move on because of the drunk.
Like, there it is.
I've been on dates where girls have gotten too drunk. I've been on dates where I've gotten too drunk. That just shows that you were comfortable and having fun. Like, I don't think we all have drunk regrets, but I'm saying this seems like.
Some people are uptight too. And if he's uptight like that, then also wrong fit because you get that drunk.
Sure.
Basically. Listen, girl,
this was you.
That drunk. This was you. There's no body snatcher finish.
Yeah.
You were messy.
you were on the drug, and you have
messy in you.
Sure.
not a big deal.
You're not a messy person, but you have
some messy in you.
Yes, there's some messy in you.
And for the record, I like people with messy
in them.
But if he's someone for whom that is a deal breaker, walk on by, Fish.
Is there such a thing as too drunk on a first date?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you can fuck up and lose things. You can go to a job interview, say all the wrong things, and not get the job that's exactly right for you.
Sure.
That's part of life.
Part of life.
It's part of life.
And you gotta, like, live and live on.
Yeah, you just move on.
I think, with any first date situation, you want to be as drunk as you feel comfortable being with the person.
Well, and, like, eat something.
Yeah, eat.
Yeah, I bet you anything. Because this is what happens. People are like, I know how many drinks I can have.
Sure.
But then they're also not eating for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Whether they're too deep in the moment.
They also want to feel skinny on a date.
And nobody,
I understand
nobody
that.
Wants to take it in the can after a lasagna.
That's a messy first date.
It's a floppity, sloppity... first date mistake. You know what I mean?
Also, going on the first date and be like, yeah, I'll have the lasagna.
I'll have the meat lasagna.
Please.
Yeah, the unlimited breadsticks. Thanks so much.
I've been on dates where I'm like, because I'll like be so healthy during the day, and then the minute I have a drink, I'll fuck it up. So I'll go on dates where I'm like, I'm just gonna like hang, and then we'll get like a couple drinks in, and then I'll like all of a sudden I'm like ordering every tapas on the every small plate.
That's lovely.
And I'm like, and then I'll like lift out of myself, and I'll be like, Jared, you are eating like an animal.
Is
right
she
now.
Not? Is the girl?
I don't even know. I'm not even looking at her. But I have been in that situation. But I think for her, it's okay to like, to tell someone not to regret something. We can't tell you how to feel.
Yeah.
But we can say, live and learn.
Oh, I'll tell you how to feel.
Sure.
I will absolutely, girly, move the fuck on.
Move on.
This is not, do you know what I mean? Like, who cares what he thinks of you? You're clearly fun. You're clearly cool. And, there are going to be people who misconstrue you in this life.
Sure.
There are going to be people who catch a snapshot of you and think they got the whole movie.
But here's the other thing. I don't think he left her because of the drunk. I've been on first dates with a girl who's gotten more drunk than I have. And I've never been like, I can't be a part of that problem. It takes three drunk dates to have a problem.
Nope. I have scared people off on day one.
Really?
I absolutely have.
I mean, you have, but have you been scared away? Is what I'm wondering.
No, but I'm made of like steel.
But I don't think he was scared away because it's not the match, not because of her drunk.
Maybe he was a pussy.
Yeah.
Maybe he. Either way.
But I'm saying that's not the match. I'm saying she wants to say, I got too drunk, that ruined Prince Charming. No.
No.
The drunk ruined the guy that wasn't meant for you
at all. He was never Prince Charming.
He was never yours.
That's right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, people, Mehran Kagani @TheMehran on Instagram. Go follow, go support. I have some dates coming up.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
I am going to be ready for this, people. We're going to read them loud. We're going to read them proud. And this is how it works. You come to the shows. You listen to the podcast, you think the podcast is funny and entertaining, you're going to like the live show too.
Jared is a very capable stand-up comedian.
Thank you very much.
He is very, very fucking good.
Thank you very much, Mehran. That means a lot.
I mean it very genuinely.
May 20th to the 25th, the Brigada in Atlantic City.
Yes, Fish.
Boom. 6, June 1st and 2nd, Wisecrackers, Mohegan Sun, Poconos. That's both are stand-up. 6/20 through 24. That's June 20th through 24. I'm going to be at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio in Las Vegas.
Love it.
So pumped to be there. If you're in the Vegas area, that's June 20th through 24th. You got to
build a trip around it.
Build a trip.
Build a
trip. If you're on a bachelorette party, that's a fun event. That's a tent pole event that we always talk about. Now, here's where we get real serious. Philadelphia. I put myself out there with Philadelphia. I got so many Philadelphia messages that if people don't come, I'm going to look like a big fucking idiot, okay?
Is what it is.
June 27th, live podcast at the Punchline. June 29th, stand-up at the Punchline, okay? So that's a Wednesday the 27th live podcast. The 29th is a stand-up show. Come to both, come to one, come to the other. It doesn't matter. Come.
They're two different events. Go to both.
Yeah, they're very different. The both shows are very different.
Yeah.
Punchline in Philadelphia. 7/14, we're doing a live podcast at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta. 7/23. That's a Monday. Denver, the Comedy Works, the famous Comedy Works, is letting J Train do a live podcast from Denver.
I'm so proud.
August 1st through 5th, San Antonio. Really? I'm coming back. I was there last year. It's a long week, okay? If you're in San Antonio or in the surrounding area, I'm at the Improv down by the Riverwalk. 8/15, that's August 15th, Charlotte at the Comedy Zone. We're doing a live podcast. 8/22, Nashville, live podcast from Zanies. And then August 23rd, we're doing a stand-up show from Zanies. You can go to my Instagram. We'll have links to all that at Jared Fried. But we're coming, and I need you guys to show up. Right, handsome?
Rough.
Rough, rough. Ratings for Uggos. I feel like you're going to be...
Ratings for Uggos?
So, hi, Jared. Let me start by giving you a very British peacock feather to your wee testes.
Wee?
Wee.
I don't think they're wee.
They're strong medium testes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I think that's British talk. I think wee... Oh, no, it's a no, is we
no, no.
small?
We is small.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do they have peacocks in England?
I mean, you know, the wealthy have everything.
Everything. Your podcast has gotten me so many looks whilst I've been walking and laughing to myself. Ooh, whilst. I am feathered right now. I don't know whether this is a hypothetical or a question, but here we go. I've thought about this over and over again for a while. Your rating system is a great system to use. Mm-hmm. It's the area code method. Face, body, personality. Guys or girls can use it.
Yep.
Because it sums up things a lot better than just one rating. However, do you think it changes depending on what rating you are? Say I'm a 666. I rate someone an 888. Would a 999 still rate them as an 888? I suppose what I'm asking is, do ugly people think ugly people are hotter because they're at their level? But then how do they compare to hot people? It's a question that I've pondered too many occasions and would like to hear your view on this. Thanks from an avid listener. Mm-hmm. Mayron, what are your thoughts on how maybe an ugly person would look?
This is so fucked up that he's just like fully pitching this at me. He's like, as an ugly person.
No, I'm saying, but we're all, you know, fine looking people.
The whole thing is, it's always going to be subjective.
It's
always going to be subjective, but... you know, I think how somebody rates somebody is in and of itself a language.
Yeah.
Like, you know, throw a celebrity on the table and see which area code you give him. You know, like...
Oh, interesting. Like, so celebrity's a good way person. To see how people rate themselves.
Like, what do you give Angelina Jolie? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, 9.9. Like, I think she's unbelievable.
See, I would go, like, 9.86.
Interesting.
Like, the face is slamming.
Yeah.
The body is too skinny. She's covered in fur.
I haven't seen her in forever. Yeah.
Right. No, she's too okay. thin. She's covered in fur. It's
sure.
called lanugo. It's like, it's an immune response to being okay. too thin.
Okay.
You grow a thin layer of fur. It's bad news.
Really?
Yes. So she's furry.
Yes.
The face is beat for the backward. She's amazing.
Yes.
The face is correct. And then the personality, I mean, like, she's just too spooky and haunted too, and not fun.
And you really never hear her say much.
Right? So I'm going to go 986 like, on, but she does charity work. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
she's not
she's
a,
above
she's
a five.
She's not a bad person.
Yeah, yeah, she's above the
you
middle
You know what
person.
I mean? She's just...
she's Africa, doing
she,
Africa
she
shit.
She doesn't, right? She's not...
Well, like Kim Kardashian. Where do we put her on?
Oh, my God.
Like, her body to me, like, that's my type. I think type works
you
into
like
this,
too. You like slamming booty,
oh,
good
titties. I want curves. I want to take a ride
Small
on
tummy.
The mountains. Yeah.
See, I see her probably as, like a 7.5/2.
See, two personalities.
I think
so
she's.
Funny.
I think
you
it's,
think there's nothing there.
It's worse than nothing there. I think it's sinister.
You think? I mean, if anyone has personality in that whole group, it's Chris.
Kris Jenner.
Yes.
I mean, that's just.
She's invented the whole.
She's like a 10 diabolical personality.
Yeah. I think the rating system isn't based on your looks because I think we all think like all of us think we. No one thinks they're categorically ugly.
No.
Everyone thinks, I have one thing I'd change about myself, and if that was good, the whole thing would come together. Right? We're all in this little land of delusion,
and
especially men.
Your looks are going to change over time.
Oh, sure.
You might have peaked in high school. You might have peaked in college.
But I also think this is all about type, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, type matters way more than what you look like.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are guys masturbating to feet. Okay, so
100%.
Everyone's got a foot for them. I see a Kardashian look, I'm like, wow, that hits me in a way.
Ass.
You know, I'm looking at that going, whoa. And
yeah.
I look at another girl who someone else would be like, well, she's the most gorgeous girl on the planet. You know, like Giselle is like a kind of a good example.
She's
I look at Giselle. She's
yeah.
spectacular. I can appreciate her as as an art piece.
Yeah.
But would I want to like fuck on a Sunday?
It's too intimidating to fuck on a Sunday.
I don't even think I would. Like, there's people I would choose over Giselle.
I believe that.
As crazy as that sound, but that makes me sound delusional. But I'm just telling you.
But there's 100,000 people who, like, for whom she is Everest.
Everest,
right?
Exactly.
Everest, right?
This is what I'm saying.
It is. The whole thing is always subjective.
That has nothing to do. Because there are some people that listen to me saying that I would throw Giselle away for another, you know, just a girl I saw on the subway that day.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, Jared, who do you think you are? And it's like, this has nothing to do with me.
And
to do with taste.
And then there's personality, which is like all over the map. Some people like fun people.
Sure.
Some people like thoughtful people. It's all over the map.
Some people like dry people. Some people like, you know.
So don't think too much, my pretty British angel.
Sure.
You know, just look into yourself.
I think when people look at, you know, they have that old saying where it's like when you point the finger, there's three pointing back at you.
Yeah.
So like, but I think people look too much into that when someone's talking about like there's, I think the people with the least amount of confidence are the ones when you're talking about someone being hot or not or having a look, they'll go, well, what do you think you are? And you're like, I'm not
Easy
even.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it away.
I agree.
Go talk to your dad.
I agree. You know? Make up. Make up with your father.
Make up with your, talk to your mom.
I think all of that is amazing. And the other thing is, at the end of the day, the area code system, it's saying what you think.
Sure.
And like anything that comes out of your mouth at the end of the day is what you think.
Totally. And it's, that is, it's what you think. And it's also you, it's your taste.
Yep.
And it's not about, because, I mean, listen, how many men do we come in contact? I am always shocked by the confidence of men.
100%.
Like that you see on a daily basis. I mean, obviously, I have my own confidence. I'll admit to that. Mm-hmm. And ego.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at some people, you're like, do you know what you look like?
At all.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Yep. Yep.
I hear there are people that I'm good friends with. And I'm like, and they're like, I kind of am like into this chick. And I'm like, kinda.
Yeah.
Fucking sprint towards that chick.
Absolutely.
Like, what do you think you're working with here?
It's all about what you like.
Yeah.
It's all about what you like. Is there a rating system for, like, do Uggos think more? No, I bet you Uggos are even more critical.
I agree.
Because they're being mean to themselves, mm-hmm. so they know how to be mean.
It's confidence issues.
Yeah, there it is.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mehran Kagani, my favorite. The best.
You're my favorite.
It's so great to have you on. Always kill it. We have a sponsor, people. When you shop online, do you suddenly turn into a tab hoarder? Loading dozens and dozens of new tabs on your browser? I like this reading. Because it says, please read verbatim. So we got to read this,
wow.
Okay? In search of a promo code just once that works, afraid to close any of them in fear of missing out on a deal, before you crash your browser yet again, try Honey. Honey is the free browser add-on that over 9 million people are using every day to save money while they shop online. Listen, it's in two clicks, add Honey to any browser for free, then shop like you normally do. Okay, so I'm like the number one like laziness in my own, like literally like killing myself to be lazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you'll like, you'll hear something, you'll go, oh, that'd be good for me, but I like don't want to lift my right arm.
There's
got
to be an easier way.
Yeah, yeah. This I did because Honey was like, listen, we're going to pay you money
mm-hmm.
to read about us. Fucking use it. Just try it. So I went and did it. It is such a great thing that all of us, I mean, we were discussing before we started taping, will Honey just like ruin the whole
promo code system
model that we've built out here? Because basically I went to Untuck It, which I love that shirt company because as a short torsoed, wide shouldered man, tough to find shirts that fit me right.
It's fitting him so well.
Thank
I mean
you.
That genuinely. I'm not even hitting on him.
Totes,
it looks good.
Totes right. Preach.
Yep, yep.
So I went to Untuck It just to see what it would do. And literally I went to like the cart and you use Honey, you get the add-on, and literally like it, you feel like you're in the back office like boop, 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 boop. All of a sudden it's like, here's $30.
Did it pop up without you even having to?
It popped up. I had to do it.
That's insanity.
It's the easiest thing. And I got it with, and literally like just, and you just see like, oh, that was $30 I would have spent.
Absolutely.
And I would have spent it without even thinking, because online shopping, it's like you're playing with Monopoly money. So let Honey do that thing for you that makes sure you're not fucking spending more than you have to. Be in the know. So there's no reason not to add Honey on your browser today. I'm not even just saying this because they're paying us. I went and looked at it. I was like, this is like crazy.
I'm literally going to use it as
soon
as I get
it. It's free, takes two clicks to install, will save you tons of money. Get Honey for free. And this is how you help me. This is how you make sure that Honey knows that you're a JTrain listener. Join honey.com/JTrain. Honey.com/JTrain. That's two words. Join honey.com/JTrain to start saving with Honey today. That's join honey.com/JTrain. So join honey.com/JTrain.
One word, join honey.com?
So join honey.com/JTrain.
Yeah, honey.com would be very hard to land at this stage of the internet.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. There's some guy with a bee farm.
Well, I mean, I remember when I had my last office job, somebody wanted to order from Brown Sugar, a Thai restaurant. And okay. So she just typed in brownsugar.com and just worlds of caramel ass, just Latina ass, just flooded her computer. Yeah.
Joinhoney.com/JTrain. Don't get caught up in one of those brown sugar mistakes.
Yes.
Joinhoney.com/JTrain. Let's do an email. You ready?
Yep, yep.
I like this one. It's a little bit longer. JTrain Feather Feather. I went to college in the Midwest where I met my boyfriend. We've been together for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Since the beginning of the relationship, he has had dick problems, which are not physical but mental. He calls it performance anxiety, although he masturbates left and right.
Yeah.
This.
He's excessively autosexual, but I'm listening.
Excessively autosexual. Explain that.
Like he is.
He's addicted to masturbating.
Well, like he knows that's what he knows about sex.
Explain that.
Like,
what do you mean?
Like, he knows what it is to masturbate. Mm. He wants to get off. He wants to get a boner. He wants to yakety yak.
Sure.
He has a very specific, well-paved a neurological pathway for that, which is himself.
The shortest point between...
Yeah.
The shortest distance between two points is a boner.
His boner. So he just needs to, you know... Okay, but I'm still listening.
This being the situation, we would only fuck whenever he wanted and the way he liked. This is actually on point to what you're saying. And then she writes, I know, ugh. Luckily, I get orgasms easily. I was constantly annoyed at the situation. However, 10 months into the relationship, we decided to move in together with hopes the sex would get better. It never did. Mm-hmm. If anything, it got worse. Mm-hmm. Moving in fixes nothing.
Diddly dick.
If I kept asking for an open relationship because the sexual frustration was eating me inside.
Mm-hmm.
I was a raging bitch. He finally said I could do whatever I want as long as I don't tell him. Nevertheless, I felt terrible going out and looking for dick while sharing my life with someone else at home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, a year later, I decided to go to graduate school in Boston, and my boyfriend stayed in the Midwest. I go to a top school where attractive girls are scarce. I'm a 989. Oh, this is a female writing it.
La-di-da, calling yourself a 9 personality.
All right. There I immediately started receiving attention from many good-looking guys. It was so difficult to hold back my carnal desires. I eventually caved in, went on a sex rampage. My sexual frustration was over. Yes, I started to cheat on my boyfriend with multiple guys.
Yeah.
I would visit my boyfriend occasionally and also see him during the holidays and trips. He would never come visit me. We did not fuck for almost 9 months due to his performance anxiety, plus the long-distance relationship made it even worse. However, I was banging other guys back in Boston, so I was okay with the situation. Towards the end of the school year, a month or so before graduation, I met a guy at a party, also a fellow graduating student at my school. We went on a handful of times, where the last two times it did get frisky, but we did not fuck. He has no idea I have a boyfriend. I never tell guys I go out with. He is almost 5 years younger than I am. I look younger for my age, and he looks older for his. I have hooked up with other guys from school, but genuinely like this guy, but he is moving to NYC for a job. I don't really love my boyfriend anymore. I care for him, but do not see myself marrying him. He knows that, and I've told him plenty of times. This is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are so used to each other and we have been together for almost 3 years. Also, my boyfriend is a great guy. Guys like him are hard to find. The guy I met recently, also a great guy but not completely sure, is going to Australia this summer for a couple of weeks and invited me to go with him. Should I go? I must mention we both love to travel. My boyfriend does not. If I go, I can't tell my boyfriend I'm going with a guy. I would have to make something up. I'm so confused. What should I do? It is rare for me to be genuinely like a guy, but I still care for my boyfriend. Also, I might be forced to go back to the Midwest if I don't get a job in Boston or NYC soon. Please enlighten me with your feathers because I am fucked. Note, I'm 28, look 24. I'm a 989. We heard you.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is 44. He looks 35. And the other guy is 24. He looks 26. What do we think? I love how she thinks all that matters.
Oh, babe.
She's embarrassed of like the, you know, I'm not saying, I don't think she should be embarrassed of any of this.
Any
I'm saying she's worried about the least worryable facts. Oh, but I look younger than I am. He looks older. So we don't look weird together. You know, like that's it, like,
that's it's interesting weird that you she, even picked up on that.
Yeah.
From the minute you started talking about it, I just saw the Hindenburg on fire. I saw a Zeppelin, flame.
Sure.
It was just a crashing nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
She has a room to clean up and the mess is there. Waiting to be cleaned.
Girly, just...
It's not a difficult room. Listen, we all have messes in our room.
Mm.
They're easy to clean up, mm-hmm. but do we step over it every day? She's stepping over the pile of clothes in her room every day and wondering, ugh, I wish my room was clean.
If you're going to be open, it has to work. It has to be functionally open.
You're open, right?
I'm in an open relationship.
Okay, so now my assumption of an open relationship, and you can please correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The idea she writes in the beginning, like where he goes, fine, we're open, but don't tell me about any of the guys. That to me is the, like to me, an open relationship only works if the one, the relationship you have is made hotter by the idea of you going off to, with 100%. Other people.
100%.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it doesn't.
It should reignite.
That's what, so like her coming back and be like, this guy really wanted to fuck me should in this open idea of a relationship should make him be like, oh, you're wanted by other people.
And
this
it should
is what
ideally
gets me more
be
in.
Like bilaterally open. You
this
know,
is what like, I'm saying. It feels like he's being dragged in. When you do it that way, or it's don't tell me anything, it feels like one side's in and one side's out.
Yep.
Shelby, you had something to say?
So she started dating the guy she moved in with when he was 41 and she was 25.
Yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Yes. That it's a May-December thing is fucked up. There are so many aspects to this that are, you know, that aren't necessary. There's just a lot of unnecessary suffering in this. Here's the thing. Eventually, all relationships become platonic. You know, I looked at a picture a while ago. I remember I saw a 70th anniversary announcement for Jimmy and Rosalind Carter.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter, the former president.
Yeah.
And his wife, Rosalind. And they had to be, I don't know, 90-something a pop.
Sure.
And when you look at them, they look like these, like, they look like a fruit roll-up. Like, they just look like dried human jerky. And you know they're not fucking anymore, but they are life companions.
Yes.
Right? And I understand that. I understand that at the end, it's going to be sexless anyhow.
Also, they're exhausted. They're not going out. They're not looking at Jimmy Carter isn't looking at Rosalind going, well, tonight's the night I go out and try to fuck.
The dick don't work. The pussy looks like an open-faced sandwich. The whole thing is a fucking 10-car pileup.
Yes.
No one's trying to fuck. But you, at 25, 28, are in the springtime of your voodoo, my darling.
Sure.
Right? Like, you fucking like that is your natural hormonal inclination right now.
That's the state, yeah.
This is your time.
Mm.
Your pussy is on fire.
Sure.
Douse it with semen.
And what she's doing... I'm just imagine a bunch of dudes spraying a hose full of cum on her.
Get it, my angel.
I do agree with you. And what she's doing is she's letting her mental instability, and I mean this in the most nice of ways, because we all have mental instability, but she's letting the things in her brain get in the way of what her body's looking to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, because you could see it for both of them. He's 40, she's 28. She cares about him, but doesn't want to let him go. That's because you don't want to be alone. You having this guy in the Midwest that never comes to visit you, that never changes how he has sex for you,
mm-hmm.
that never does anything, never comes to you. So what are you with him for still? Because he offers you a crutch on the nights that you don't have someone to go home with. At least you got someone at home is what you keep thinking to yourself. Mm. You're not...
She's also taken on a certain kind of guilt because I think that like she's taken on the burden of guilt of his sexual dysfunction.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He can't get it up. but a certain way. And so she's been accommodating. She's been nice about this. But I think that she would feel guilty if she left him. It's like leaving someone because they're in a wheelchair. Yeah. I wonder if at some level she's like, I don't want to be mean to him because his dinky only works a certain way.
I think she might be feeling that way, but at the same time, you're both dealing with good to not have great.
Yeah.
And you're both sitting there with each other being like, he's with you being fine with, like, you're just away fucking at grad school and he's just at home because of a job in the Midwest and just has, you know, kind of like okay with that.
You're too young to settle down anyhow. Yeah. 28, you're too fucking young. Like he's in a settling down age. You, my angel, are not.
You're wondering whether you should go to Australia with some rando.
Like, and for the record, you might do that when you're 50, but it might not happen.
Ain't happening.
It might not happen, honey. Go do it. Go to Australia. Fuck your brains out.
But the only way to go is she's got to end it with the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cut the cord.
Cut the cord.
And just be, you know, let me be honest. My partner and I were together for a period. We moved very quickly. We fell very in love. But I was among his first men that he had ever been with. And I was like, I'm not going to be the first and last dude you ever fuck. You need to go back in the pool, get your fins wet.
Get it going.
And then if this ever happens again, maybe it will.
Sure.
And then I broke my knee at an orgy. He brought me chicken and waffles and I blew him. That's
game over.
Game over. And so now we've been together 6 years and we're like, but that was after 2 years of him really getting his feet wet.
Getting it out there.
Getting out there.
And she says, I don't meet a lot of guys like this new one. You don't meet a lot of guys like this new one. Because you're not allowing yourself to.
There it is.
You're with this old guy that you say on a Tuesday night, you're like, well, I'm not going to go on that date because I got this boyfriend and I don't want to, you know, he doesn't seem as good as the boyfriend.
Free yourself.
That gets you out. You got to end it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I also got this email. We had a girl that wrote in. She was a tracker. She couldn't find guys. She was like this wilderness woman. She was hot and into wilderness.
That's great.
Here's the email I got from a dude. Give me the badass tracker girls info. That's the title
100%.
Of it. 100%. And then the body is, give me the badass tracker girls info. He's just sitting there hard, just waiting
for
info.
I think that's wonderful, yeah.
Let's do a fuck, marry, kill.
I
think we got another sponsor before we get to that. Blue Apron. Oh, I love Blue Apron. Love Blue Apron. They sent me a bunch of them. The meals are delicious. They're the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery company. Mission is to make incredible home cooking. Achieves this by supporting more sustainable food system. They have a two-person meal plan, family meal plan, wine plan. Here is what you need to know. There is nothing that feels better than and later in life, when you graduate college. In college, you get the material, you study the material, you take the test, they put a bow on it by giving you the grade you deserve. That happens very little in life.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few tasks that we get to complete.
Mm.
It feels good to complete a task. These Blue Apron meals are literally feeding your soul with goodness because you're eating well, you're eating like meals you would never make for yourself unless you had the instruction that they're giving.
Yep.
And you're finishing a task.
Mm-hmm.
You get to take a picture at the end. Look what I did. It all came together. It looks like the picture. It doesn't look like the picture. I got to see. You get to have
an experience.
An experience, an ending. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you free money to get involved with Blue Apron, especially this time of year. It's a great time of year to be cooking. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free. That's me, Papa J Train, giving you dinner Monday, dinner Tuesday, dinner Wednesday for free. BlueApron.com/JTrain, BlueApron.com/JTrain, BlueApron.com/JTrain. I am a big fan of what they do. If you haven't done it yet, free meals. BlueApron.com/JTrain, Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I got Noah, my partner, a virtual reality headset for his birthday. And so we have all these games now that are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, you're using both of your hands, you're cooking, you're playing in an office.
Yeah, yeah.
But last night I took a sleeping pill and I was getting coffee ready for Noah because he flew out this morning. So I was at the sink and I was like, man, it's like I'm doing VR of making coffee. That's what I think Blue Apron could be. You can pretend it's like a video game and you're cooking.
That's right.
And you actually get to eat it afterwards. Come on.
Instead of the fake one on VR.
Real.
Is it great? Is it?
It's the best. You have to come over. We'll get stoned.
I'm in. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah. I've never heard that before. It's hysterical.
It's a great one. I personally enjoy that one. Fuck, marry, kill. J Train. This is one that divided the group. I'm a day one listener, so let me rain down feathers on your nutsack. My friends and I have been debating a difficult kill, fuck, marry for a while now. It's about women's clothing from a guy's point of view. Okay. The three choices are yoga pants, pencil skirts, sundresses. Yoga pants, pencil skirts, sundresses. Important notes for each. Yoga pants feels like a real relationship type of clothing, but plus they can be hot. Pencil skirts can be sexy as hell and indicate the woman is successful, i.e. Sandra Bullock in The Proposal.
Jesus Christ, that's a reference for you.
I know, right?
How long has that been in your spandex?
I've been masturbating to it for years. Yeah, I love when people say things and you're like, oh, you masturbate to that.
It's like Daryl Hannah and Splash.
What? Sundresses cling in all the right places, plus all the fun of summer and good weather comes with it.
What Easy say, access as well.
Yes. What say you? What do you think?
So fuck, marry, kill. Okay.
Yoga pant, pencil skirt, sundress.
I'm a big fag, though, so it's not fair.
I think that gives perspective. Okay, so this is a great perspective. If you saw a woman.
I marry the pencil skirt because.
Marry it.
Yeah, because it's unbelievable.
You think it looks great.
Yeah, and like it's, you know, the woman feels in control. She's snatched, right?
Can't fuck her in the...
Yeah, I'm not trying to fuck a pencil skirt.
Cool.
I'm not. I just wanted to fucking administer the house.
I wanted to look.
I wanted to run I wanted to run the world.
Look, don't touch.
Right? So there's the pencil skirt. Fuck the sundress because easy access. It's all about like, oops, there's a breeze. My pussy's out. Fun. And then yoga pants, get out of here. Like the camel toe-y wedgie, you worked out in it.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Is not
what
is
you're
not my
saying might have changed my answer because I never thought of it from the feeling a woman gets from the clothing. Because what you're saying, a lot of what you're saying is how the woman would feel.
Yeah, a woman wants to eat in yoga pants.
Yeah. We think the yoga pant is the greatest mirage in male history because we all look at him, we're like, wow, I can see the whole figure. It touches every the girl in the right spot. But women are usually thinking of themselves, and I know I'm now mansplaining how women feel about themselves in yoga pants, but let me give some perspective. Anytime I've told a girl she looks hot in yoga pants, they always respond with the same thing. They go, I wear these to the gym.
100%.
It's never their mindset in them. Oh, these are my couch.
Occasionally you see the girl who's like definitely featuring in her yoga pants.
Totally understand what you're talking
about. Every now and again.
With the slits on the side. You know they're doing something with
it. You know, they dropped like a couple hundred on it at Lululemon or whatever the shit.
These are high-end yoga pants.
Right. She's presenting in them.
Sure.
But in general, you know what I mean?
We have to go in general for all these because let's go to the center part of the curve.
Yeah.
Shelby, what's your opinion on this?
Easy. Fuck sundress, marry yoga pant, kill.
Oh, that's interesting. I imagine most men are probably that way. You want to marry? That's the difference between a fag and a straight dude.
What's that?
Is pencil skirt? You want straight dudes want to marry the yoga pants so that they can also let their guts hang out, and gay guys want to marry the pencil skirt because look at it.
My mind has been changed because of how I think the most fun people to be with sexually, like with a woman, is someone that's like owns who they are in the moment. So I want to fuck pencil skirt.
So hot.
Because that's her on like, this is my kick shit day. I want to marry sundress.
Good for
boobs. You see the ass sometimes, you know, sometimes the ass looks good.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, peekaboo. Yeah. And I want to kill yoga pants.
But I've fucked more while they're wearing a sundress.
You have?
Yes.
Thank you, Shelby. We were wondering.
What a creep.
I love that extra piece. I love that extra piece of information, but I've fucked more.
I've fucked a lot of sundress.
I said fuck.
Yeah. But you would fuck more.
I have fucked
more. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jesus. I have the shivers. My whole body just went cold. That's how unbelievably creepy that was.
I loved it. I was in favor of it. Okay, so my answer is... So we all have different answers.
Yeah.
Yours is fuck sundress, marry pencil, kill yoga.
Gotta.
Shelby, your...
Fuck sundress, marry yoga, kill pencil.
And mine is fuck
pencil,
pencil, marry sundress, kill yoga.
We both killed yoga.
We both killed yoga. We made this win. It's divided our group.
Yeah, it has.
As well, you know, and send in what you think.
So good question.
Good question.
Good question.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mehran Kagani.
Yeah.
At the Mehran on Instagram, at Mehran X on Twitter. Let's do some news. I want to build out this news section. I want to let people know what I'm looking to do is we're always looking to improve.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not changing
your diet.
You got to add
dimension.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to do some more news items, and I want to hear from you, the listener.
The world's on fire. Let's talk
about it. What do you think?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the important news. Ready? Shelby, hit us with some news.
A woman was accused of sending a man 65,000 texts, breaking into his home, and taking a bath.
Are they being hyperbolic with 65,000? Are they saying, is it tantamount to saying she sent him like a million texts, or is it actually 65,000?
I think it's actually 65,000 because
it's a news item.
It's a news item and it went to court.
There are documents sending over the course of several months, sending up to 500, in some instances, 500 texts. A day.
Now that you break it down that way, that makes sense. I actually arrived at the number of dudes I've been with in a similar way. I'm like, let's say I banged one a week in my 20s, which is a modest number.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You could do the rough estimate.
There you go.
A guesstimate.
Weekend. I know it was more
dickstimate.
Than that. There it is. Right? So 500 a day. I could see that.
The problem when it goes to court, which is what happened here, is that that's the minute you sound crazy.
She is crazy.
She is crazy, but what got her in trouble is breaking into the home and taking the bath.
Sure, the B&E is the crime. Yes, texting is not a crime.
This is the thing. The 65,000 texts, there are some of us listening to this podcast right now that are closer to the 65,000 than they would want to believe.
When
you break it down, and this guy, over months, getting 500 a day, he didn't say anything to her to make her think.
100%.
I don't know. I don't know if he's as absolved as we want to believe.
Yeah, we need to know what his number is.
I have audio of this woman from jail.
Let's hear her from jail, please.
So you're not angry with him?
No. Oh my God, no. I love him so much.
Okay.
Oh, she's fine.
I just want to love him so much, that's it. And if he doesn't like it, then I'll go home and I'll love my ex-boyfriend. What do I say?
See, pause this for a second. She's fine. It's you know what's traumatizing to me? I've heard people sound like this to me.
Sure.
Just a level of this.
Sure.
Right in the beginning when she goes, I love him so much.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't love me, that's cool. That's cool.
I'll just go back to my ex.
I'll just go, that's the problem. Go back to my exes. She just needs something.
The whole thing is terrifying. She's a terrifying person.
I did want to take her side until I heard that.
No. There's no taking her side. But you know what it is? It's like, let this be a cautionary tale to everyone. You know, you don't have to hit 65,000 to be the nut job in the news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's covered in 65 texts, and you know who you are. You know who you are.
Well, that's the thing about it. When they wrote the number 65,000, I knew this is like the clickable online thing. But then if you start breaking it down with like people that you text on a daily basis, you take the numbers out of there. Like, we're even going with, like, hi, what's up? Like, that's two right there.
Sure.
And those don't feel like two.
I'm saying maximum for me, it's 30. Like, and that's if we've got a real good banter going on.
If the screen is all, if the screen is all blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
time
to put
the phone
down. Yeah.
That's when you take the phone down. If you see it all blue on the screen, if you're swimming in the sea,
you
gotta get the fuck out.
Yes, it's not the Iliad.
That's a new thing, swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea.
Swimming in the sea.
We should coin that right here.
You have to do that.
She was so deep in the ocean, she's out in the middle of the Atlantic with 65,000, probably.
I'm gagging. I'm gagging over how correct this is.
Well, that's a way to know. That's a way to know. And for her, you know, I think it's interesting when we read these things, we're like, oh, this isn't us. And then you hear her voice and you're like, I've heard men and women talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he doesn't like it, it's cool. It's cool.
It's not
cool. He doesn't like you.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
And your ex, He don't like you either.
Girl, you're
she
in jail.
She doesn't want to admit
you're
to that.
Saying this from jail.
From jail.
It's a crazy. Like, there's some room, like, in a jail. They brought in all the news cameras, and she's just up against the wall, and they're, like, just asking her. It's
I feel
bizarre.
Bad because, like, the news people are sitting there being like, this is what gets retweeted.
By the way, there's nothing happening in Russia or Syria.
Nothing. Well, we're only doing the important
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, yeah. Only important stories, yeah.
Now, let's do another important story. Let's do another one. Everyone comes here for their real news stories.
Nikki Bella's twin says she walked on eggshells before canceling John Cena wedding.
Now, are you familiar with Nick with Brie Bella and Nikki Bella, the Bella twins?
I don't. Are they porn stars?
I thought. Well, one time I saw them in person without knowing who they were, and mm-hmm. I thought they were porn stars.
Are they professional wrestling?
They're professional. They used to be professional wrestlers, and now I think they've hit an Instagram following that allows them to not have to do that anymore.
Okay.
I think this is the world.
Thank
God. They've gone out on their own.
Thank God this world rewards talent.
They're fucking hot. I mean, like,
okay,
they look. Here's them with Cena. And Nikki,
I don't think they're particular. You know what I mean?
To, see, that's the.
But those are seven faces. And if you take the paint off, six.
Seven faces. I mean, I thought you meant there were a number of faces. I thought that was like a term for how many faces, but I realized you were rating their face.
So in Homoland, you talk about being beat. Beat is makeup.
Beat's
right?
A lot of makeup.
Beat is makeup. Okay. Right? So like literally.
A lot of makeup or just beat. Makeup in general?
Beat.
Okay.
Like
beat.
A full beat is when like you have like base, eyeshadow, all mascara, of all of it. Okay. Right? So you'll be like, so somebody can be beat for the back row. Right, as in, like, they're so beat.
Love this.
Like, there's so much makeup on that
anyone can see.
They're for the nosebleed.
You could
seats.
See her eyebrows from the back
from
of Radio Spain. City.
And then there's fucking beat for the fucking parking lot next door. They're overbeat. These girls have too much fucking makeup.
They have
on.
A lot on.
Too much
so
makeup.
So Nikki was getting together with John, right? Is that what's going on, Shelby? And they're reality stars because they used to have this show where it was like behind the scenes, right?
Correct.
Of being a female wrestler, and these two girls were the ones that popped off
called
from it.
Total Divas.
Total Divas. And now her and John Cena were getting married. Nice.
Have you heard?
What is that?
What is that?
Have you seen the clip of John Cena telling her how many suits he bought at once?
No.
Even though he's a millionaire.
Sure.
Multi.
Well, this is why I love these shows. They try to act like normal people, but at the same time, like, you bought $10,000 worth of suits? Yeah, I make $1 billion a year.
And for the record, that's like, for
that's
John Cena,
suit.
That's like, that's a suit.
I was able to get some nice, more fitted suits in New York. I was very
nice.
Happy.
How many did you get?
Well, this is an entertaining show.
I had an opportunity to...
Oh, these people are idiots.
How many suits did you
look
get?
Look at how he knows this is a TV show.
John.
Pause it for a second.
I got 55 suits.
John.
That's not how you react to a financial move that ruins your life.
There are kids in Africa with no suits. I mean, seriously?
Can you understand that if someone brought up a financial decision that they, like if Noah came home and was like, I bought 55 suits. You wouldn't, and you knew that rent was on the line.
Mm.
Your response would be, Noah. You'd be like, we can't pay fucking rent.
I think I would blink a few times and be like, so did you also hit the lottery?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What else is going on
here?
Yeah.
What's the whole story?
John.
Yeah. John, the whole thing, the dearth of IQ points here, and I'm not someone who counts IQ points.
Sure.
I
love stupid too, but when it's on
this
camera,
is like
you know they're doing it for
a
storyline that a producer's like, you come home, you say you had 55
suits.
Fire
the producer.
Yeah.
You can't produce better than
this
that.
This is a bad producer.
John.
I blame the producer more.
Yeah,
you're right.
I blame the producer. Because it's, you know.
Well, then she writes, so there's one quote in this. They broke off their wedding. People were really invested in them getting married.
Shit.
And
do you know how many times I've Googled John Cena naked?
How many?
Oh my God.
Have you seen it?
Like I haven't seen his cock. No one has. I know that there was like the moment in Trainwreck where he has the towel hanging off his dong.
Sure.
There's that peanut.
But that was all, come on. That ain't real.
I would say to rival the 65,000 texts is how many times I've Googled John Cena naked.
So her sister, the reality star, 34, her twin filmed a scene telling for their E! Show, Total Divas, before the split with Cena, 41 and April.
He's the devil.
I don't understand why you have to walk on eggshells with him with this wedding, Bree said. That's her sister.
Mm.
It's like absolutely ridiculous. And then then Nikki answers, no, it's been a lot of fun planning our wedding, so don't make it negative. Sometimes you just tiptoe around John to make him not angry, and I think that's bullshit. Is that what wives are supposed to do, Nikki asked. Fuck no. I tell my husband exactly how I feel all the time. I don't hold back. I think it's funny. And this is like a lesson. You know, we do lessons on this podcast. Anytime a guy gets too angry about something that seems ridiculous, that's because he doesn't want to be... Steroids, one. He doesn't want to be there. So he's dealing with something that's totally normal to deal with, like his wedding. But in his mind, he's like, I shouldn't even be fucking talking about a wedding in the first place. That's why she has to walk on eggshells.
All of these idiots live in a bubble. And until a meteor lands on them and kills them all, none of us will truly be free. I mean that so genuinely.
Yeah.
This is, he's an indulged giant man baby. And that I haven't been able to find him nude is a travesty because I can't imagine what more he
we need to
this
see
world.
It, is what you're saying.
I'm saying, what else is he if not a physical specimen?
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't get to like hold back on like my best joke.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
This I have to fucking. He's out there.
That's it.
His penis must be seen.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And these two idiot bimbos who are being manipulated. John. The whole thing, now Jared and I are both from the Massachusetts, from the Boston area, so that it is kind of a townie John.
Sure.
John. It's very that. I can't.
It's very Charlestown.
It's very C-Town.
Yeah.
I can't.
John!
I can't with any. I wish I could weigh in on this in any way other than wishing disaster. It makes me
hate. $1 million on suits! John! That's not how you react to a financial instability.
Oh my God. It's like.
And then him holding back as if she has any control over his money. As if she has any say in this. I got how many, you know, some suits. Well, how many suits? Let me think if I can tell my wife this because we have joint bank accounts, which we don't.
Jesus,
John.
And the very idea of like the producer who's sitting with John, it's like, okay, so we need some drama. What's something extreme you did recently? He's like, I fucking ate raw eggs and I worked out again for like the 100th day in a row. And then somebody came by and it popped my testosterone fucking back zits.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, I bought some suits. How many did you buy?
Five.
Say 55. John! And then we have television.
Game over.
And the whole, and this whole
and
world.
And we watch.
Is, I'm not watching. I will not watch.
Someone is.
Dear God, Jared, listen.
It was in page six.
I know that I'm talking to your fan base right now, Jared.
It's okay.
And I hope they understand the amount of power they have. Please, please don't support this kind of media. Please.
Turn off Total Divas.
For
is
me,
our answer.
Understand that every time someone watches this show, some of my life force is drained.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
We need as much life force in Mehran as possible.
My foothold on this planet is weakened by every DVRing of this garbage.
Shelby, we have another story?
We do.
Now, the next story, there's two stories in the next one, right? We had a
lot going on with the royal wedding.
Are you a royal wedding fan? What do we think?
I mean, honestly. Sure, but you know,
does the gay community get into the royal wedding?
I don't know. Gays don't talk to me. I don't work out.
You're out.
Right? Do you know what I mean? I don't take
all
exercise.
All the news come in the
they
gym.
They literally will pretend they're blind or have a neck injury just to not make eye contact, which is fine. but the royal wedding, like... The racial undertones are somewhat interesting in this whole Meghan Markle thing. Not that she is anything other than like a Nordic homecoming queen with a black, with like jet black hair dye. I know she's partially black at everything, but the nose is aquiline. The eye, you know what I mean? Like nothing about her.
You're saying that it's been overblown, that she's like coming from the community.
I know that true racists are bothered.
Really?
I know that true racists are bothered.
They think the bloodline is being ruined.
Well,
like, that's a racist that I kind of respect. Like, they are so racist that they are, like, they're worried about bloodlines in the royal family.
This
like, you are out there as a racist in a way that the undercover racists aren't brave enough to be.
These people used to marry their cousins.
Yes.
This was a very preserved bloodline. So they're saying, okay, so we're losing some white.
that is ridiculous.
And they're hella nervous about
it. Sure. So those racists, I get.
I mean, I know they're out there.
Sure.
I know they're out there. And I know that they're like, a lot of British people, I was born in London.
Okay.
I have family in Great Britain. They take the Queen and they take the sort of the monarchy very seriously.
They love it.
They love it. Mm. A lot of people love it.
Well, it's
people
their,
you
it's
wouldn't
their
expect
heritage
to love it. Love it.
Interesting.
People like someone who might be like super pop underground, like some raver kid,
sure,
who wants to topple society, will still be like, but the Queen Mum.
You know what I mean? Like,
respect
will it.
Fully, yeah. They will defend and protect the honor.
It's
of the
kind of like what you were brought up on. You know, like you, this is your identity at a certain point. Is that, I live in Great Britain, and there's this, this kingship that I have followed my whole life. Should I let that go?
Yep. I don't understand the American fascination with it because it's not.
I don't get it at all.
But do you know what it is, though? Do you know what? And I've never actually thought about this until now. There, like, when I was a puppy, when I was super, super young, was Princess Diana's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the whole world was all wrapped up
Everything
in Diana's
stopped.
Wedding. The whole world stopped. Everybody watched it. It was live telecast across the world.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, a train that, like, was something like 40 fucking meters long. It was.
These weddings are kind of what, fund this whole monarchy at this point.
There's certainly, it's all part of
the
great distraction. They don't have as many channels as we do.
Okay.
Great Britain simply doesn't have as many channels as
we do. Yeah. Sky One.
Sky, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they can put a number next to it.
Sure.
So there's that. But I mean, I think it is an interesting sign of the times that, it was Princess Diana who's like, plucked from Wales and like is this like sweet, virginal, darling blonde thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Meghan Markle who was like on a sitcom for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like the world, like
this is the evolution
entropy of celebrity. Like, class is gone.
Yeah.
It's all very accessible, isn't it?
When is the wedding, Shelby? Do we know?
This end of this month, right?
Yeah, it's soon.
Soon. Our resident news guy.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the royal wedding?
Well, about Meghan Markle's dad.
Sure.
Sure.
Like, some photos went viral of him sitting in just some cafe reading a book that was labeled like stuff about Britain.
I remember this. So there was a meme that was about this where it was basically, how cute is it,
mm-hmm,
that Meghan Markle's dad is in, and he's in a diner reading, what's with Britain?
It was like two on the nose.
Yeah, it was this.
Yeah,
the title of it was like, learn your British facts. Like, and so, and you saw it, and everyone was like, this is the cutest. Thank God.
I would think that's the cutest.
Yeah, it is cute.
Yeah.
It was cute. You'd think it was, but
sure.
He actually paid a big,
it's a photo.
He got a big famous paparazzo to take, like, stage this picture.
Ooh.
And if we learned anything from Adam Glenn came on, and he's a, he's in the street journalist genre, he says this happens all the time.
He did.
As in people posing, like,
staging their photos. And this is, so that was staged.
He staged that and another one where it looked like he was getting fitted for a suit, but it was really like in a party store, and the kid, they just like gave a 17-year-old a couple bucks to like look like he was measuring him.
This is great.
And the guy.
This is great. The stars are just like us.
The paparazzo guy sold it. He got paid for like $135,000 or something.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And I think it came out today that TMZ is saying the dad's like, he's not allowed at the wedding.
Oh, so he's just like, this was all to get him into the wedding.
Or he might have been. He's probably allowed, but he's just doing like shithead stuff. Like,
he's
why
just trying,
doing
he's doing this? His own PR campaign.
Everybody's trying to monetize everything, and you can't blame them because this world is garbage, so get paid.
That's true. And also, why would we be surprised? Whatever we're doing, they're doing a level of it. So, like, you're looking at your pictures being like, oh, which one makes me look the best? Why wouldn't Meghan Markle's dad be like, which one makes me look the best and makes me money?
Yeah, he's at the end of this, he is going to, he's not just going to get paid by the royal family for being Meghan Markle's dad.
Yeah.
He's going to have to, like, sell a book.
Yeah.
He's going to have to,
Bring up your girl to get into the royal family.
Listen.
This is going to be all how-tos.
If there's a child pageant market, who else would you listen to?
But
the dude who actually pawned his daughter off to a prince.
he got her on the, what's the Howie Mandel show? We're going to talk about this next.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. Deal or no deal to the throne.
To the throne.
That's the name of the book.
Honestly. I mean,
I love the fact that we go, like, this is the internet. We are so ping-ponged.
Oh, yeah.
We are the ping-pong ball. The news cycle is the ping-pong paddles. They're just throwing us back and forth from good to evil. Every turn. First, he's this cute dad who's trying to learn more about England. Then we serve him to the other side where he's money-making dad.
Full-on opportunist.
Looking to get paid.
Well, and it says, I mean, Meghan Markle gave an interview, and I hate that I actually have been reading.
Yeah, but listen, this is what it is.
But she gave an interview where she said she's taken care of her dad. She's paid for his livelihood.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, this guy is, you know, he's taken money from his good daughter before. He is certainly going to try to find a way to make money from this.
This is not the last.
Yeah.
We'll hear from Mr. Markle.
Yeah, Mr. Markle. He's about to be a household name.
Mr. Markle, every time you hear his name, you're going to hear a cash machine just going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Every story related to him.
If we know about Dina Lohan, why don't we know about Meghan Markle's dad?
We should.
You know? Soon we'll know his first name.
That whole royal thing's like paid for by the taxpayers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Some would say if you're taking the side of the British government, they would say this is tourism.
This is
making us money. This brings people to England. The idea that you're going to visit the King's house, you're going to do the tour of the Queen Mum.
All of these things are exports. America's sure. entertainment export globally, it's felt. You know, like that the Avengers just pulled in $1.65 billion.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That's America.
That's a global market of entertainment. And part of England's export is this sort of big royal myth.
Yeah. Shelby, do you have any more stories? Or do we have a voicemail?
We got voicemail.
Let's do one voicemail, then we're out of here.
All right, I love it.
Let's do it, because I'm having such a good time with
you. I love you.
Love you so much.
What's going on, Papa JT?
What's
on after a night of drinking? So just had a question regarding the difference in age between 20 and 21. So I recently turned 21. My girlfriend's still 20. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I've been going out quite a bit. And, you know, so there's obviously girls at bars and whatever. And seems to be causing, you know, a bit of a problem in the relationship. You know, I've never cheated or anything like that. But I just want to get your opinions on... what to do in a relationship between, you know, 20 and 21, or, you know, 18 and 19 for the Canadian listeners. Thanks, Bob and JT.
I love this question. And you can send in anything. Call the voicemail. I love the voicemail. Do we have the number? 347-669-8252. Call us after a night of drinking. Just like
it's
this.
It's so good.
It's great.
It's so good.
Put it in your phone. 347-669-8252. And
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you call in, just talk to your buddy Papa JT. What do you think the answer to this guy's question? And I have a quote that I'm gonna read that I think is spot on for this. But go
I on. Mean, I think don't be a dick. Like,
yeah,
you know, you're gonna go out sometimes, but in general, if you like this girl and you want to keep her in your life, stick to house parties.
Sure,
like go to places where she can hang out and have fun. And otherwise, kind of like limit your bar stuff because you want to do stuff with your girlfriend. And if you don't like doing stuff with your girlfriend, cut the cord.
You're only, as Chris Rock said, you're only as faithful as your options.
Yeah.
I think he said that. Yeah. Am I right?
I do remember him.
As far as that's concerned, whenever you go from not drinking person to drinking person, like you said, go to the house party. Now you've gone from house party world, where everyone invited is some sort of connection to you, to bar world, where everyone there, you have no connection to it all. And you know what that means? Fun.
Yeah.
That means options. That means you're about to be opened up to a whole new world. So you either love your girlfriend and you make sure to keep it to going to the house parties and you go to the bars whenever your buddies are going and you try to split it up that way. Or you're like, no. I'm a guy. I want to go see this whole new world, and it's going to be a different world for you with a lot more options. It's going to be a lot more temptation, and maybe it's time for this relationship to end because you're at different parties, and you're not on the same page anymore, and you're meeting new people who now have more in common with you and the fact that they can go to places and have the choice and have the freedom to do things that she can't do.
I think this is a real angel and devil thing.
Right,
in this case. I think Jared is saying that, you know, J-Train.
Papa JT, Uncle J-Train,
is saying,
the king of brunch.
Yes.
Climax czar.
Yes. I think you're saying that, you know, if you want to have fun, it's not the kind of fun that you want to have is not going to be had in the context of this relationship.
No.
You're bound. Yes. Right? You're tied down. And here you have the opportunity to fly. I'm saying if you like this person,
yeah,
like, it's not that long to wait.
Not that big a deal.
Before you can go out together all the time.
But if it's already causing an issue.
Yeah.
That's because issues don't just exist in a vacuum. Issues exist because of other things that went on and now how you're
acting. And what people really want.
Yeah, and what you really wanted was to go out and fucking see what the strange is out at the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically going out and being like, no one's come up to me yet, so I'm staying with my girlfriend until someone comes up to me and then I'm going to dump her because I found a new chick that's willing to fucking go down on me after a night at the bars.
So I think the two of you need to have a talk.
Time to talk. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mehran Kagani, such a pleasure.
You're the greatest person in the world.
You're the best. At Mehran X on Twitter. The Mehran on Instagram. Pinks. Every Monday night, 8 o'clock.
And it's my love letter to New York.
It's such a fun show. And it's such a one of those things that I look around and like, we're so jaded and used to it because we go out on Mondays. That's a part of our lives.
Yeah.
I remember as a young pup in New York City, 23, I'm working. I'm like, ugh, I gotta wake up for work on Tuesday. I gotta get that thing. And it's like, you know what? You know what's really cool? Monday night, have a couple beers, watch some people that you would have seen when. I have so many people now that I saw a bunch of friends this past weekend. I used to have a show on the Upper East. Before you moved here, it's called J-Train's Comedy Express. And
amazing.
I would do it every once a quarter when I had a new 8 minutes. And I would invite all my friends, and it would pack out every few months. And I had people on that show that now people come up to me and go, like, they're a little bit cooler with their group now because they're like, now they're saying, well, I knew that person when.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that person in the back of a bar. Now I see them wherever they are on TV. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they come to me and say, they ask about these people all the time. So this is your show is one of those events that like, hey.
I'm booking people who are already on TV.
Already, exactly.
As in, but I try to give them a place where they can be idiots.
Sure.
And I'm an idiot, and it's called hush money, and we pay the audience so that, like, if you hear something you weren't supposed to hear, you don't tell anyone.
Boom.
It's a discreet, our little messy secret affair.
Yeah, go see it every Monday, 8 o'clock at Pink's on the East Village. Mehran, thank you.
You're
Shelby,
thank you for having
thank
me.
You for popping in at Classic Shelby on Twitter, Shelby. Snapchat, and Instagram.
Yep.
Boom. I'm Jared Freed. We're every Tuesday and Friday. We'll see you next episode. Boom.